It's time for Santa's Mailbag on B107.5. All the way from the North Pole, here they come. Santa's helper elves to read your letter and deliver them to Santa.
Well, boys and girls, it's Santa here. Glad to be back in Bradford. And today, my elves will read letters from Caden and Lacey, Aubrey, letters from Claire and Nora, Elijah, Cole, one from little Trinity, who puts hearts on her name, Liam, Jeffrey, and Brinley. Wonderful letters today from the Toji Substation Santa mailbox. Okay, you elves, I'll be back in about 15 minutes, so you can read these letters to the boys and girls, and I'll be right back. Merry Christmas, Bradford. Ho, 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 ho. Take it away, elves.
Thanks, Santa.
Oh, I like that Santa Claus.
Yeah, he's nice to give us a ride here every day.
He's a pretty great boss.
We have more letters to read from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation on East Main Street.
We sure do.
Sparkle, who's going to go first? You want to start today?
Sure, I have a letter from Caden. Caden says, Dear Santa, can I please have realistic Nerf guns, Dead Island 2 for the VR, and a airsoft gun, please?
Wow, but you got to be careful with those shooting things.
You definitely do. You gotta remember safety first.
Yeah, and I like them virtual reality games. Those are some of my favorite ones.
They are pretty fun.
Oh, they are spectacular. So neat.
Caden is 9, and he says, thanks, Santa.
Well, that's very nice. When Santa comes back, we'll be sure to take that letter back to the North Pole with us, and we'll try to make sure that you have a Merry Christmas. I have one from Nora.
Nora?
Yeah. Yeah, Nora's 9. And says, Dear Santa, this is what I want for Christmas. I want a rubber band kit, squishy dolls.
Squishies?
Ooh, those are fun and soft. My Life doll, Sparkle.
Ooh, those are so fun. I love the My Life dolls.
Yeah, Sparkle Joy is all about the dolls.
So. Mm-hmm, it's my job.
So you like those My Life dolls, and so you know what Nora wants then.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Unicorn stuffy toys.
Unicorn stuffies are so fun. They're pretty and soft.
Yeah, and they have a horn on the head.
That's what makes a horse into a unicorn.
Yeah, silly.
That's what I want for Christmas, Nora says. Oh, and she says, I forgot two things. Two books. Oh, Nora wants to read.
I love when they like to read. It's very good, because then they can learn things.
Yeah, so Nora would like two books in addition to all the stuffy toys and the squishies. And wow, what a good Christmas you're going to have, Nora, who's 9 years old. And thank you so much for writing in.
I have another one. This one's from Lacey.
Hi, Lacey.
Lacey says, Dear Santa, I really want a big Afmau meow meow.
Well, that's a mouthful. What?
It's a YouTuber, I think.
Yeah, I know.
They're very cute. She says, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's very nice how you wished us a Merry Christmas, too. And we'll pass that along to Santa when he comes back.
We sure will.
I have one from Claire. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Oh, she says, I have one particular wish for Christmas. Hello, Bright Pixie.
Oh, those are fun.
Wow. Oh, and then she goes on to say, it costs $70.
Oh, man, they're expensive.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. Does that mean it costs 70 Robbies?
Not that kind of buck, silly.
He's a reindeer buck. No. Christmas isn't about the money and what things cost. It's about what you want to give to people.
That's right. It's about the love.
So if somebody would like to give you something, be very, very grateful and happy about it.
That's right.
And then she goes on to say, this is Claire, I really want that gift. Again, talking about the Hello Bright Pixie. Okay, well, and she says, thank you for your hard work. She thanks Santa for working so hard.
Santa does work pretty hard. It's a lot of work for that one night.
We all work hard, but it pays off because we bring joy to all the children in the world.
That's right.
And Claire says, I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
From your dearest friend, Claire.
We appreciate you too, Claire.
Claire, thank you for the lovely letter, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Who's next, Sparkle?
I have one from Aubrey. Aubrey says, Dear Santa, I don't really want a lot for Christmas, but thanks for the elves, and thank you for your grateful heart.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
That was very sweet. Aubrey is a very sweet girl.
very sweet, Aubrey. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Yaya, why is she so nice?
I don't know, but I like that she's nice.
Must have a very loving family, too.
I bet she does.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a short break and thank our sponsor, because that's where the Santa mailbox is. If you'd like to write a letter and have us read it and have it shown to Santa Claus himself, get it to that big red mailbox at Toji's substation. We'll be right back.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo!
See you in a bit!
Yeah!
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
Woohoo! We're back!
Yay! I don't like being away. I love being back here on the radio.
Me too. It's so much fun here in the studio.
Yeah, and look at all of these lovely letters everybody wrote.
We do still have a lot of letters to read.
That's right, and we haven't even fed Robbie any of the letters yet today.
Well, he'll have to wait till the end.
He ate one of them yesterday. He gets a little anxious when I don't give him treats fast enough.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah, he's fun. I have one from Brinley.
Oh, Brinley.
Wow. Brinley's 9 and says, Dear Santa, I really want a corgi German shepherd. Wait a minute. Maybe that's 3 different dogs here.
It's 3 different dogs, silly.
A corgi, a German shepherd, or golden retriever puppy.
Wow.
That's some wish list there. Those are fantastic dogs, but...
Mm-hmm. Santa doesn't deliver pets, though.
Not real ones. Not real. That's a family decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to be very, very responsible for a pet like those.
You sure do.
Yep, and remember, they're a living, loving thing. Wonderful additions to the family, if the rest of the family agrees to have them.
Exactly.
Brinley also says, I also really want to get a phone, specifically... an iPhone 13 Mini Pro Max.
Well, she's very detail-oriented.
Yeah, she gave that a lot of thought.
She sure did. That's a great phone, though.
Yeah, so, she says, I've been very responsible, so I think I should get both.
Well, that makes sense. I like your logic.
Okay, so a dog and an iPhone. And also, she says, I also want to get a Sephora $200 gift card, please.
Well, that's a lot of money for makeup.
Please and thank you if you can get me them. Well, I like how specifically it's $200 gift card.
She knows exactly what she wants.
Not a 50, not just a gift card, $200 specifically. So we'll see what we can do. Make sure you have a very Merry Christmas and that you pay it forward, as they say. Be very kind and giving to your family and the ones you love.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brinley, for the letter.
I have another letter. This one is from Elijah.
Hi, Elijah.
Elijah says, I know that I have not been the best, but I am trying to be better.
Uh-oh.
Well, at least you know that you've been a little mischievous, and that's okay. It happens sometimes.
Our elf friend here, Buford, knows a thing about being mischievous.
He sure does.
That's
He's always getting into trouble with Mrs. Claus.
Hey, listen. What's life worth living if you can't have a little fun every now and then and be mischievous?
You say so. He says, can you tell Mimi to call you so you can come over if you're not busy? One of the things I want for Christmas is a PC, and the second one is a Steven Universe plush.
Wow. Okay.
We'll see what we can do.
Well, we'll deliver that to Santa Claus when he comes back to pick us up at the end of the show.
And hopefully your Mimi is listening, and she'll call.
Yeah. How about one from Jeffrey? He's 9 years old.
9 already?
Yep. And it says, Dear Santa, for Christmas, I want a new bed.
A new bed?
Wow, what kind of bed would you like? Like a race car shaped bed?
Or bunk bed. Bunk beds are so fun.
Woo-wee. And what about one of those beds like Ebenezer Scrooge had? You remember those?
Oh, with the curtains?
With the curtains and with the roof and the whole thing.
Those are crazy.
I know. I don't think people really have those anymore. But
no,
Jeffrey,
not.
We'll pass the word along and see if we can get a bed. Oh, and he wants new PS4 controllers.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just need new ones because they stop working. The little buttons stop pushing and...
Yeah, they don't last forever. My controllers get food on them. Sometimes I spill my milk on them, too.
That's because you eat when you're playing games.
I shouldn't, but I do.
You're so silly.
No, Clyde, you are silly. But anyway, and Jeffrey also wants a nightstand and new shelves. Oh, and a new Xbox game.
Oh, Xboxes are so much fun.
Sounds like Jeff's redoing his room there, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
9 years old, wants to kind of freshen up the old bedroom a little bit and have the video games all set up and everything organized and a new bed and everything.
That sounds like a good plan.
Thanks, Jeffrey. We'll deliver the letter to Santa.
Mm-hmm. I have a letter from Cole. Cole is 9, and he says, I cannot wait for Christmas because I am able to hang out with my family and open gifts.
Well, that's the best time of year to hang out with your family is Christmas.
It is the best time. Yep. He also says, can Clark, my elf, stay on Christmas? Well,
just like Clark trying to get out of work.
Sounds like it.
We're all busy up at the North Pole. He wants to lounge around with you guys. Well, listen, we'll see if we can make an exception, but we'll have to talk to the big guy at the North Pole about that.
We gotta talk to the bosses.
Yeah, well, I hope he does get to stay, because your family's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have one from Liam, who's 9. And Liam says, Dear Santa, I would like a PS5 Resident Evil, all of the games.
You think you can play all those games? That's an awful lot.
Sure is a lot of games, but they're fun games.
Mm-hmm, and, oh, what else does Liam say? I think I see he wants puppies.
Everybody wants puppies. Puppies are so cute.
Oh, puppies are cute, but again, yeah, we'll have to talk to the family about that, because puppies grow up to be big dogs and members of the family.
Mm-hmm, they're a lot of responsibility.
Liam also wants Minecraft Lego sets.
Ooh, well, I love Legos.
You can spend a lot of time and get very creative with those Lego sets. And Liam wants Nerf guns, a 10-year-old brother.
He wants a brother his age.
That's funny. And all the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, those are great movies.
So he wants the games, he wants the movies, oh, and he wants a tablet. His other one broke, he says. Oh, and then he says, please, Santa.
Well, it's very nice to say please.
Liam, that's very nice. You have manners. Please and thank you gets you a long way. So we'll deliver the letter to Santa, and you have a very Merry Christmas, Liam.
Yeah, I have one last letter. This one is from Trinity.
Hi, Trinity.
Trinity is 9, almost 10.
Almost.
And she says, hello, Santa. One of your elves, Oliver, showed up. He is very silly. But I have one question. Could you get me a guitar for Christmas? I always wanted to have one.
Wow, rock and roll.
Mm-hmm, we love music.
Or maybe country. Lots of different genres have guitars in them. That's a fantastic instrument to learn.
It sure is.
Yeah.
She says, anyway, running late. Ugh, bye.
That's great. And her elf is Oliver.
Oliver is her elf.
Well, have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Clyde and Buford. All right. Oh, hey, we forgot to feed Robbie.
Oh, somebody better give him a snack.
Here, take this letter. Buford, stop feeding the letters to your reindeer. You forgot the carrots again, didn't you? Well, you got me. Luckily, I made copies before Robbie ate those letters, so we're all good. Oh, Buford, Robbie, what are we gonna do with you two? Yeah, you're telling me.
Don't forget to drop your letters off at the Big Red Mailbox at Toji Substation.
That's on East Main Street.
Woohoo!
Yeah, Toji Substation is a fun place.
Sure is. They've got lots of games.
Yeah.
And yummy food.
I think I hear Santa Claus coming back on the roof. You hear that, Robbie? You better go get hooked up there.
Well, they're going to go get reattached to the sleigh, and we're going to head back to the North Pole with Santa Claus and bring these letters back. We will see you again tomorrow on B107.5 FM.